And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MAL_KAY. You already know the vibes, and we're back with another episode of Talk to Me. Nice.
Come on.
Go ahead, Will. You know
what I'm saying? It's your boy, Will with the visuals. I am Will Visuals. It is I am Will underscore visuals. Jason, talk to him.
And it's your boy, Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. Let's get it.
Oh, wow. You did that at a normal pace. Yeah, like, I kept crazy. My headphones on. We have two special guests in the building. You may have remembered her from season one. Welcome back, Trinity.
Hello, hello. I'm glad to be back. I'm excited, guys.
And you might have also recognized him from season one as well.
Hemi Turner.
Mr. Hollywood himself.
I really go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hemi Neutron.
Can I do what you did?
Go ahead.
It's your boy, Adams Desir. I'm sorry, but that was tough. I might have to really incorporate that into my content.
It's like a snake.
Yeah.
But like people say, but no, it's not the snake. It's like butter in a hot pan.
Oh my gosh.
Sizzling. Will, what does that sound make?
Come on, yo.
Your boy, Mally K.
Because why was that so vivid?
You know what I'm saying?
You know right, what I'm
saying? He really smooth, displayed that image in my head.
Smooth, like butter in a hot pan. But if you feel the vibe, go ahead and like and subscribe on YouTube. Rate us 5 stars on Spotify and check us out on Apple Podcast, all podcast streaming platforms. We're on all social media. Make sure you check us out on TikTok and Instagram as well. What's the magic question?
Jason, please let the people know, how often are we dropping?
Every single week.
Every single week. See how smooth that is, Adams?
Adams' face. Adams so impressed. He's like a little boy.
I
He's
like
so
that. Impressed. I like that.
See how smooth it is.
I'm really going to have to steal that.
Really impressed.
All I'm saying is we've come a long way from season one.
Yeah.
And now we're about to have some fun. You see the rhyme? Oh, my God.
Show's
over. That's it.
Good. I did my part.
Start us off, Will. You already know the vibes. The theme of today's episode is showbiz, because I got two actors in front of me.
Talk to them.
Commercials. So, movies.
Nice. So the first question I want to ask, you know, since we got the music aspect in this episode, I want to drop the episode with, let me know from everyone here, if you were in a movie, what would your theme song be? Like, what would you be walking around and that theme song playing? You're like, that's me.
So I'm a weeb. Okay. I love anime. So I'm going to have to say You Say Run from the My Hero Academia soundtrack.
Yeah, you are a weeb for that. I ain't going to hold
it. No, but listen, that song, like, it makes you, like, want to go beyond plus.
How does it
Ultra.
Go?
Ultra.
Okay.
Beyond Ultra.
Sorry.
Boy, yo.
I had to do it.
I don't like how you looked me in the eyes after you said that.
Ultra. For real.
I feel comfortable crazy. Over here.
But that's like the perfect action hero movie song. Like, you don't you watch My Hero?
I don't. But
never mind, yet, I'll find.
Come on, yo.
Like you. Oh, he's a singer now too. just you don't talented.
Watch, you don't watch anime?
No, I watched the first four episodes.
What are you, a non-believer?
Well, take
come on.
No, because you have to. Take I don't understand. You just,
hey, calm it down. No.
I'm sorry.
I watched four episodes. I'm not all the way. That's four episodes. Yeah.
Four episodes?
That's better than watching nothing.
Will, what song is your theme song before he loses the anniversary?
My theme song is Remember the Time by Michael Jackson.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Wow.
What movie? What movie are you starring in that song is playing when you walk out? Now, walk me through the first scene. That Remember the Time.
It better be a musical.
So
it better be Egyptian.
It's actually going to be the part where Michael Jackson's on the phone and he'd be like, "Do you remember, girl? You and me on the phone." That part is like when I'm talking to the girl on the phone. That's my scene. Right,
make sure there. We sanitize all the mics, because I know that one is drowning in space.
Oh, yeah, that's space for sure.
Trinity, what about you? What theme song would you be walking out to?
My theme song. Oh, that is so crazy. I love it. That is crazy.
Number one here.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Literally.
I'm sorry.
I was not expecting that. That was good, though.
I'm sorry.
Honestly, I feel like my theme song, I don't know if you guys heard it, but I like that from Janelle Monáe. I feel like that literally explains the need.
Yeah, come on.
Jason, look at me.
How does it go?
I'm not looking at you, Mark.
I'm not looking at you.
Sometimes I'm mystery, sometimes I'm free, depending on my mood or my attitude. And I feel like that is definitely me.
Is that how it goes? Or is that?
That's the first line of the song.
How does it go?
It sounds like, and I'm a true VP. Like that, that's true kind of vibe
that's
again.
That's funny.
That show. From my head to my tongue.
Then a bit, let it go.
Fresh and cool is just what I do.
Yeah.
T-R-U-E-J-A-C-K-S-O-N-V-P. Working at a grown up job.
You watch too much TV.
That song.
I watch too much TV.
That show.
Now I'm in the office as a new VP.
That show is not to be slept on. It had a short run.
Kiki was my girl forever.
It had a short run, but that show should have been on longer, in my opinion.
It should have.
They canceled it way too early.
Kiki Palmer out here doing things. So, you know.
She's a hustler.
Kiki, if you want to be on the podcast, like by all means, Kiki.
I feel like the industry.
Hey, Kiki, call me, beat me if you want to reach me.
Please.
She follows me on Twitter.
Send her the podcast.
Like,
we out here flexing, like,
help a nigga out.
Yeah, right?
Help us. Don't flex halfway.
Like,
follow through.
Jason, what theme song is yours?
And you're not putting out content? My theme song, it would have to be Fine China by Chris Brown.
Wow.
I understand. It's crazy because I can see you walking out.
I understand.
Yeah.
I get
that, that fight scene, I was like, yeah.
I understand. Yeah. I get it. I understand why.
Yeah.
It's all right.
You're right. I'm going to play my theme song. Everybody should know what my theme song is.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Everybody should know what you
got.
Come on.
This is going to be my theme song.
I mean, honestly, it fits your personality. It fits personality. You know why? Because he's literally a thirst trap on TikTok.
Oh, Mally? Absolutely.
Yeah. He's a thirst trap on TikTok. He's a pretty boy.
He got the dreads.
So, yeah, it makes sense. Light skin, got money, fresh clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why when you're hyping me up does it sound like you're hating?
No.
let's unpack it really quick.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's just,
I'm not the one that be on TV shows.
No, it's
for real.
I'm not the one that be in commercials. Okay. Why when I walked into Wawa Trinity did I see him on the screen?
We were together and I was like, that's Adams, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. I know that guy.
Like, I'd
be wanting to walk into Wawa and be seeing you.
I highly doubt that was me. I'm doubting it, to be honest.
No,
but
way.
Yeah, you know my shit turned my swag on. You know, I'm like, what's up?
I mean, it makes sense.
We outside.
What laugh is that?
Look at Trinity. She's like,
We outside.
That's wild. No, but it fits you though. You know, I'm not surprised. Like pretty boy, fresh,
pretty
clean,
boy.
Rich.
That's a good one.
You gonna make me get up out the sea. You ever see the podcast where somebody got uppercutted?
No.
I did see that.
A podcast?
Yeah.
You about to see it right now. That's
this is the podcast, right?
This is the episode. This is the one.
Oh, man.
You got me.
What's next, Will? What you got?
All right. So we're gonna do this game. It's called Higher or Lower. So I'm going to give the two people, and you're gonna have to tell me their net worth is either higher or lower than the other.
Ooh.
So the first one, it is Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
Versus Leonardo DiCaprio.
Do we answer them at the same time or like?
Oh no, you could whenever you want to say it. You don't have to.
Oh, like who's higher and who's lower?
Robert got to be higher. Robert got to be higher for
Downey
Marvel
Jr.
Movie.
Right.
It's or either higher or lower.
Right, than Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay. Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. is which one? I'm not the good best with names. I'm not gonna hold you.
Iron Man.
All right. Leonardo.
Have you lost your mind?
Are you okay? I need you to say Iron Man. I'm not the best with names.
Are you okay?
Are you all right?
Robert Downey Jr. got to be hired just from his Marvel movies.
I was just about to say that.
Did you see his payouts on each movie?
That's true. But, Leonardo DiCaprio
didn't even win what is it, an Oscar?
That don't mean nothing. That don't got nothing to do with your pay.
The pay.
DiCaprio got nothing to do with how much you get paid. But
wasn't Leonardo in the game way longer than Robert Downey?
Name five Leonardo DiCaprio movies that are
five.
Romeo and Juliet, The Renovant.
I'm dead. He said Titanic. I'm dead.
Titanic.
Did you say Titanic five times?
Wolf on Wall Street.
That's one. That I'm counting that.
Okay,
as
Wolf.
One.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the question?
I'm not counting Romeo and Juliet because
why not?
That didn't make more money than Iron Man. Let's be real.
Didn't make more money than Iron Man. How you know? But all together.
Show me the receipt.
Google.
All right. What's the answer?
I was
about to say. I was like, you're about to go crazy.
I vote Leo.
Leonardo.
I vote Leo too.
I vote Leo's higher.
I'm with
even
Valley,
though the Marvel
man.
Movies, you do
Robert,
get
man.
Money. No, I believe that. I'm gonna go with Leo.
I know Robert get money.
Robert had a great run.
But I feel like because Leo has been in the game.
Robert showed me his bag.
He's been in the game since he was a
kid. For longer.
Robert opened his bag.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Dr. Doom, he opened his bag.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know
what? What's the answer?
I'm gonna vote Leo.
So the answer is, it's actually a trick question. They both make the exact same.
Wow.
Okay.
That's not.
It's no.
They do not make the same thing.
They got to be somebody.
Yeah. So that has been.
According to this website.
How much?
They make the same.
That has been episode
six. How much they make?
They both say that they both make $300 million.
We lied on this podcast.
They both make $300 million.
That's it.
That's it.
That's what it says.
I mean, what y'all think? Like a billion?
They broke. I was thinking like maybe like 800-900 million.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
But then you always got to remember, too, like, that's probably, like, their...
You don't want to put me in that conversation, Robert, Leonardo, or Mally. Like, let's be real.
I'm dead.
And we talk about future profits right now. We talk about future profits. You know what I'm saying?
Funny, bro.
Throw Adams and Trinity in there.
They can't make
I'm right at the bottom.
They cannot
at the bottom?
I can't even afford their gas.
I'm dead.
Right.
Can't even afford their gas.
So the next one.
Or their groceries.
Build a premium. You don't have enough, sir.
Imagine their groceries.
Oh yeah,
they bill crazy.
Well, they don't know their groceries.
They definitely have a
chef. People.
They don't know. Yeah.
I walked in Beverly Hills and they have golden fire hydrants.
Excuse what?
I saw somebody spray paint one of the fire hydrants gold. You could just kind of do that.
Damn, you can say you're a fool.
Still, nobody walks around and do that for us. Why can't we do that?
No. I saw them.
Because if somebody did that here for us, somebody would try to steal it. And that would ruin the economy and ruin the environment.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it looks pretty.
They cannot make the same amount.
Man, you can't bring black people around. Nothing gold.
Hey, man. That's
wild. What's next?
So the next one. It is Denzel Washington.
Come on,
versus versus Ryan Reynolds.
Denzel.
Ooh, Ryan. I'm sorry, Ryan.
I think
very
Ryan Reynolds.
It's still for me. It has to do with how long too. Because Ryan Reynolds, he had a good run. He, you know, like
wasn't it only
Ant-Man.
Wait, are we talking about net worth? Or are we talking about how much they make on movies?
It says net worth.
Net worth. So that's everything.
Ryan. No, it's Ryan.
Net worth.
Ryan.
Period.
It's Ryan.
I'm gonna go with
Denzel. How many businesses Ryan has?
I'm go with
I think it's Ryan.
Too.
He has
Denzel.
A lot of businesses.
I think it's Ryan. And
Denzel.
I think even with your like your,
I don't care
your case of work.
Denzel.
Okay. Never
it's Team Denzel.
It's
he's
Ryan.
Been he's no, been in the game
Ryan.
Too long.
He said I don't care.
He was literally prophesied over. It's Denzel.
I'm sorry, what?
I think Denzel too.
So the answer is Ryan Reynolds.
Oh!
He is up by 50 million.
He's 50 million? Okay, Denzel can make that today.
No, but he owns a lot of businesses.
I don't care. I don't care about
he's still
Ryan.
Probably off of Mint Mobile.
I don't
okay.
Oh my god. I'm trying to explain it. Like I see explain it. I was in it all.
He's
white. He's white.
Is that a new phone thing?
Let's call his face to face. He's Caucasian. That's why.
You gotta think of the president. You gotta think of everything.
Oh my god, the caucasity is strong with that
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
Denzel could drop a movie tomorrow,
and so could Ryan Reynolds.
And he could make
but
another.
It's not about just movies though. We're talking
he
about
said
other
net
like,
worth.
We're talking about
yeah.
other avenues though.
Yeah, no. I'm,
what
I'm,
other avenues does Denzel have?
What other? I can name at least 10.
No,
I can name
right,
at least 10.
Do it right now.
If I name 10 right now.
Right now.
Ooh.
Name two. Name
said,
two.
Name, I don't have to just
name
do two. I could do 10.
Do 10.
Name one.
Right. So he owns, watch this. Ready?
I'm with it. I'm with you.
He has property.
He's not going to say nothing.
Okay.
A whole lot of nothing.
A whole lot of nothing.
A whole lot of nothing.
He has property.
And what
property.
Else?
And watch this.
Property
this is going to blow your mind too. He has, do you know how.
He got kids? That's what he's going to say next.
Do you know how fortunate he is? To be where he's at right now,
mm-hmm.
He's blessed. Anyway, next question, please.
Oh, that's right. Yo, no, you didn't dance around the whole question.
All right, the next one.
I hate him.
The next one is Tom Cruise versus Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm.
Tom Cruise.
I don't know okay. much about Jerry.
I'm going to have to go with Jerry Seinfeld.
I feel like it's Jerry.
Jerry is a household name.
How many seasons?
Tom Cruise makes
how many seasons was
Tom Cruise is a household name.
Seinfeld no, he was is, household. But Jerry Seinfeld? But
back I think, in, is that the guy from Seinfeld?
Yes.
Trinity. How many?
I've
many,
never watched it. Please.
How many seasons was
I don't know. Seinfeld? Tom Cruise. Trinity, Tom Cruise be Tom saving. Cruise. They be saving money on Tom Cruise because Tom Cruise does his own stunts.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point.
But they have to spend a lot more money to find people that are how many Mission around his height movies? To shoot the movies.
He does his own stunts.
Five?
So that means you'll have to pay him.
No, it's more than that. It's more
no,
than
he doesn't.
So I'm nine Tom seasons Cruise.
Versus.
I'm going.
But you didn't look up how much
he did nine. Kaz gets he paid. Did nine seasons.
No. I'm just looking at how much work they've done.
He did okay. nine seasons of Seinfeld.
It was yeah. nine seasons. Yeah,
nine seasons. I'm a Seinfeld.
And then Tom Cruise had how many Mission Impossible? Just Mission.
There's how like, many oh, Mission Impossible?
Like
movies?
Seven of them. Things,
they're all the same.
That bag is deep.
And he run the same way every time.
Like
every time.
Roll clip. Run away from the sandstorm.
Every like, sandstorm. Every time.
Every time he run in the same.
Oh my
same time.
God.
I'm going for Jerry.
I'm so going Jerry.
I'm going
Jerry.
For Tom.
Team Jerry.
There okay. are like seven.
Tom and Jerry.
No, eight. Tom and Jerry.
Eight Mission Impossible.
Yeah. No. Enough.
All right. So Jason, what was your final answer?
Tom and Jerry.
What was Tom, I say Tom. I say Tom.
Tom?
If I'm wrong, one more time.
So the final answer is Tom Cruise has 600 million.
Yeah.
And Jerry Seinfeld has 900 million.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
Who
thank
is
you.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Oh my gosh.
He's like, literally one of the most legendary celebrities on the face of the entire galaxy.
I've never watched Seinfeld, so no.
How old are you again? Anyway, next question.
She didn't want to go through the past, so yeah. She said she's about up.
Next question. We're not going to do all that.
Jerry's buddy.
No. Are you a baby?
No comment.
Next question. Whoa, next question.
Someone's young.
Yeah, anyway,
go ahead, Will.
The next one is Oprah Winfrey versus
Oprah,
the Olsen twins.
Oprah.
Yeah.
Oprah.
Versus
Oprah.
The Olsen twins.
I don't. It doesn't Olsen even matter. You could have said I don't care what you
both of them
say after Oprah.
Both of them together.
Both of them.
Oprah is washing.
Yeah.
Both of them. Yeah. Oprah.
I'm
Oprah's
go
washing.
Oprah
them,
too.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them in the
Olsen twins hasn't done anything in a really long time.
Right.
But they are like
they've been on that crack.
I know they got their own products.
What?
No. Drugs. Olsen twins had a lot though. They had the Olsen twins show. I'm pretty crack? Sure your papa used to not watch that.
Oh my
god. I never really
the Mary
watched
Kate
anything.
And Ashley show.
Oh, I did watch that.
Yeah,
that was a show.
P-I-Z-Z-A.
Melly, you watched that?
I learned how to spell pizza.
That was a
because
show?
Of that show.
Yo, listen, Mary Kate and Ashley, bruh. When I grow up, I wanna be a kid. I wanna have some fun.
That's from
and
the
stay
show.
Forever. Yeah.
Look at
yeah, Ashley. Yo, hey yo, Janae.
What network
Janae,
was this on?
Janae, if you watch this episode
VHS.
And you see this.
VHS? Oh, I wasn't on that. I wasn't on that.
What?
Somebody's broke.
I'm dead. I'm dead.
Hide the money, y'all. There's people
around.
with your broke ass.
You tried growing up in Haiti.
Huh?
You didn't grow up in Haiti.
You didn't grow up in
Haiti. You grew up in Broadway.
Come on.
What's he talking about?
Haiti. Back in the streets, they call him murder.
What is he talking about? Why are you just
on
the podcast line?
Welcome to Broadway.
No, I didn't say I'd. I mean,
didn't
I didn't
think
say
you're not gonna get called
that.
So
you're wrong, man.
That's great.
Like, you know, that too, you I know what think. I love? You know what I love? People come on the podcast like we don't know
cap.
Who they are.
Yeah.
Guys, they don't know. That's the important.
That is funny.
So wait, can we get back to the Oprah Winfrey versus
oh, we said
Oprah.
So everybody says Oprah.
No, it doesn't matter what you say after Oprah.
Both of them.
I'm going with the Olsen.
Oprah's done a lot.
So the Olsen twins have 1 billion.
What?
What?
Doing what?
Hey, man.
Doing what?
No.
That's a legit question.
No, yeah. Doing what? Is it just their makeup business?
Billion with a B?
They probably get them royalties from Full House.
They probably getting that royalty.
They still getting that royalty from Full House.
Okay, but Oprah has her own network.
I didn't tell you what Oprah's was.
All right.
So Oprah's is a $3.5 billion.
Okay. I still want to know.
I don't know how Mary Kate and Ashley have a billion.
Because Full House still gets played.
But how much are they making off royalties?
Yeah, but no, but bro,
they
like,
are Full House. You know?
A billy.
I knew
a
they billy. Was making money.
They
I
making
still
bread.
Never understood how.
So they just living out. So they just living rich, quiet.
Hey, hold
up.
Mary Kate, the Olsen twins. Your older sister Elizabeth, is she available?
I'm dead.
Because I'm a big fan, you know, Elizabeth Olsen, Scarlet Witch. You already, you know what I'm saying? Like, man. You don't make me all cut, you know what I'm saying? Hold up, cut the cameras.
I'm dead.
Wait, they have an older sister?
Did she just text me? My God. Did she just text me?
Listen, Solid I thought it was just Mary and Kate.
Stop. Stop. Like, who got you smiling
do
like
you
that?
Do you not watch The Avengers?
Stupid Malcolm.
So we're going to do the last one.
I thought you watched Marvel.
I thought you watched Marvel. Yeah. You be the main one coming
no,
for
I
me.
I watched Marvel, but I didn't know that was their sister.
Her name is Elizabeth Olsen.
I never knew her name.
You didn't know? Oh, okay. Connected to?
I never knew her name.
Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me.
Yikes. The last one. It is Ryan Seacrest versus Simon Cowell.
Ooh, that's good. That's a good one.
Who's Ryan Seacrest?
Right, which one is that?
Oh, my gosh. Y'all no. did not watch TV.
Simon
Cowell. I'm not doing Simon names. Cowell's from I'm American a picture Idol. Person. I'm visual.
Oh, the guy that be in the corner
Ryan
that get terrible.
Ryan Oh,
wait, but which one is Ryan Seacrest?
Actually, I haven't seen Ryan Seacrest in a while, did. Though.
Hold on.
Ryan this Seacrest. Guy? Is this the working
true? Oh, I'm going to say Ryan Seacrest, absolutely.
I'm going to go with Ryan Seacrest.
I'm going to go with Ryan Seacrest.
But what has
Ryan
he done Seacrest. Recently?
I don't know. I was just about to say that.
I feel like he'd be the host of like...
Oh, he's
X
on Wheel
Factor?
Of Fortune.
Oh.
X Factor. Isn't that Joe Rogan?
What?
That's Fear Factor?
That's Fear Factor.
No,
X Factor is singing.
Never mind.
Adams, what are you doing?
Adams, watch TV. My bad.
You watch TV?
Are you good, Adams?
My bad. She didn't know who Jerry Seinfeld was. So,
Dad,
why he has to bring it back up.
Can I get a picture drag. Of that guy?
I love you, Trent. I love you, Trent. I love you, Trent. I love you, Trent. I love you, Trent.
So what are we choosing, Jerry? Oh. Are we
choosing Ryan Seacrest for me? I'm choosing Ryan Seacrest.
I'm going to go with Simon.
What are you saying?
I'm going to go with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
He's my son.
His name is Ryan. Okay. Okay.
And Mally, what was yours?
I'm going with Seacrest.
Seacrest. Okay, so Seacrest had 450 million. And Simon Cowell had 600 million. So.
You know, I'm not surprised. I was going to go for Simon.
That's American Idol.
But then
the show he's on now?
The Voice?
No.
That was it.
America's
Got Talent.
Is
it X Factor?
I think he is on X Factor too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What? I'm sorry. How is he a judge again?
How has Jason never been on X Factor?
Oh my gosh, I'm not going.
He's all these great music,
singer, songwriter,
producer. Come on,
I'm not going. Excited.
You should.
I'm not doing that.
Can we get the application going?
I can find it. Hey, honestly, yeah.
Chat. Can we start a petition to get Jason on X Factor?
I genuinely want to quit my job, so like this would be a great opportunity.
I'm dead.
I'm not going. Jason fumbling the bag. And
I hate all those shows. The only time you really go on to the next round is if you give a sob story.
You can give a sob story.
Hey, like, listen.
You can give a sob story. Remember when you had the Zika virus?
You're surrounded by RT.
The Zika virus?
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm about to.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said you got the Zika.
He cannot let that go, bro. Wow. I get red eyes one time.
Red eyes one time. You got Zika virus. You saw
red eyes, eyes, black dragon.
You didn't see his eyes?
Just no, now? That junk wasn't like red. Right
no, like no. A couple weeks right ago, now, maybe a month ago.
No, is like you see the color red in a rainbow? That red. Like it wasn't like a like it's a little
you ever
red,
see any zombie like, movie ever
like it was blood
and the zombies
red.
Have red eyes
mm-hmm.
That's how he looked.
Hmm. You ever watch Naruto?
I don't think so.
No.
Just so no anime here.
All around me are
familiar. I watched the Boondocks.
Don't worry, I watched Naruto. I watched
so the Sharingan, if you look it up. Oh, never mind. Forget it.
I don't know what that is.
Red.
That was not
it's
helpful.
Red. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Like Kool-Aid red.
Like
just
red,
know it's red.
Oh,
just
Kool-Aid. Red. Yeah, it was that kind of red. Okay. Like literally that guy in the commercial. That
oh,
red.
Yeah.
Like it was that red.
Dang, Jason.
Like it was red.
I was going through it.
So I have a question.
All right, before you do that, pull your mic closer, Adams.
Oh,
of course,
yeah,
the superstar.
Yeah, this is a superstar.
Know.
Yeah, she was a mad far. Yeah.
Wish.
Sorry.
We do
this bad.
Oh my God.
No.
Testing. It's not.
What is one line from a movie that you will never forget?
Is that you getting it or
what?
You got it.
I was gonna say, but then I forgot. I will never forget this line right here. If you want. Something
he forgot it. That's crazy.
Yeah, really? Forgot it. It's the famous line from the Pursuit of Happiness. If you want something, go get it. Don't let nobody tell you something that you can't do something or whatever, something like that.
Damn,
you
line,
can't even
man.
Remember the line.
Can I get some? Okay, all right. Let me. You guys go first. You guys go first.
I guess I'll go because this is the honestly.
Like, damn.
Stay golden, Pony Boy.
Oh, that's a classic. That's an oldie but a goodie. That's an
oldie but a goodie. Can't go wrong with that.
You looking up the line? Yeah. You want to go again?
He's really thinking.
Line.
No.
Line.
Someone get his lines.
Line.
Am I allowed on my phone?
It has to be something that you remember, Adams. If you don't remember it, that does not count.
Oh. Okay. She said you in the audition room
You got a dream. Adams, you got a dream, you got to protect it. Don't let anybody go and try to tell you that you can't live your dream.
Oh, which one is that from?
That's from The Pursuit of Happiness.
You looking real unfamiliar.
You know, I'm just going to say it because it's October.
Recognize Bill Granddad.
Because it's October, I'm going to say.
Who's that?
Oh.
Granddad, is that you?
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Okay.
How many times have you actually watched Mean Girls?
I actually watched it quite a few times when I was younger. I was in love with Lindsay Lohan.
That's valid.
Yeah, that's okay.
I was in love with Lindsay Lohan for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Parent Trap?
Okay. Parent Trap?
Sold me. Good movie. Sold me.
Got me.
Before sold. Crazy. Got me. Yeah. Freaky Friday?
Chills.
Done.
Chills.
Done.
Chills.
Finished.
Look at my hand. Look at my hand.
Look at the
hand.
Look at the hand. I'm chilling.
Look at my hand.
Look at my hand. I'm shaking. Lindsay Lohan had me
in a chokehold.
Got him.
Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Got him.
So, yeah, I watched Mean Girls.
I agree with that.
I watched it a few times.
Will?
That Christmas special, like when they were on stage.
He's still not done yet.
He really liked Lindsay Lohan.
I was, as a kid, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. Anyway, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm gonna go with the one that comes to my mind is Life is Like a Box of Chocolates.
Oh,
you
yes.
Never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's from.
No, I know.
Forrest Gump?
How do you not know where that's from? It's Forrest Gump. I hate Forrest Gump.
You hate Forrest Gump?
I like that movie. I thought that movie was dumb.
Wow, seriously?
Yeah. I'm going to get a lot of hate for that.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say.
I'm
going to
get a lot of hate for that.
Camera dog.
Dude.
I do not like, it's like that episode of Family Guy. It's like, I did not care for it. It was insisting.
When he was like, I didn't care for The Godfather?
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't care for it. It was insisting.
So, the love. Didn't touch you at all. Didn't care.
Did not cry.
His story about...
He cares about a girl that left him. What, like twice?
Hey. So Jason.
Listen.
Jason, not once. Twice.
Jason, what's your line?
That's sad.
What's your line, Jason?
But love ain't easy.
I'm going to need help from you guys on real quick. Y'all know this one.
Oh, boy.
Honey,
what?
Where's my super suit?
What?
Where is my super suit?
What?
I put it away. Where? Why do you need to know? Yo, that's my scene right there. Love it. Love
one,
that scene.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Love it.
Love
did you join in, Mally?
Yeah, I know. It kind of hurt my feelings that Mally didn't join it because he knows that's the scene that I love.
I was about to do a major callback to Caps and Gowns really quick.
Oh.
When you put that in a song.
Yeah, that's in a
song. He was like, honey, why? Where's my super suit?
Yeah,
super suit don't
okay,
need
okay, that. Okay. So, Major throwback. That's an oldie. It's an old song.
Okay. Yeah.
That movie also has
My line is, I love you 3000.
That's a
What is going on?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, Kennedy. I'm sorry.
Are y'all good?
You know I love you. You know I love you.
Oh,
but
really?
Seriously?
My I'm not will.
That was
I just had to say that.
It's Avengers.
That was like a gut burner. Like that was like I felt that. You understand that?
Hey yo.
Like he was never mind.
My other one is okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm putting cases on
all you bitches.
Ooh, don't tell me.
What? Don't do this. Don't do this.
Next question. Next question.
Trinity.
We're going to the next segment.
What are we going to? Wait, you don't know that movie?
We're going to the next segment.
No. We're not going. We cannot pass that.
No.
Trinity, you do not know that movie?
Everybody pause.
Bad Boys?
Oh my
God. We're going to the next segment, please. That is getting clipped. But anyway, on to the next segment.
No. Trinity. Denzel's not even in Bad Boys.
Well, I said Denzel, then I said Will Smith.
Speaking of Bad Boys, hey, yo, Jason, I need you for this line. This is my third one. I'll be like, all right, who there? Who there in my house?
The devil.
The devil is not welcome.
Yeah.
Hold that clip.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, one line. He went crazy.
He went crazy.
You really don't know Training Day?
Oh, what's the other guy who went crazy on his line?
Yeah, no, I've never seen it.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry. I don't even know what to say.
I'm like the worst actress ever.
Do we confiscate black cards on the show?
Yeah. You should. You definitely should.
Oh, my gosh. We got to do that in the future.
You should. But no, game, now.
Yeah, in the future. Not now.
Cards and now.
Take it away.
Now.
And we're going
to. I don't have 10 cards.
So, we're going to go to the next segment.
Yeah.
The next segment is called Who Am I? So I'm going to give a brief description of this person. You just have to tell me who it is.
Okay.
It is actor and actress based. So that's just the hint I'll give you. So first one, is I am a lead actor in the movie 21 Bridges, 42.
Chadwick Boseman.
All right, cool. All right, all right.
Rest in peace. R.I.P. Chadwick Boseman.
R.I.P. Chadwick.
You already know. My nigga.
All right, well, next one. Next one. I voiced Princess Fiona in all Shrek films.
Come on, stop.
Cam Diaz.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
My fault.
You all right?
I don't know that one.
That's your girl?
Babe. Charlie's Angels.
All right.
But she was not my favorite Charlie's Angels, by the way. It was, what's the Asian girl?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, oh, yeah.
I don't know why you knew that. She said, it was the Asian girl, wasn't it?
I don't know her name.
I don't.
She's snap famous. She's.
Yeah,
she's,
you know,
you know it. You know it.
Snap famous.
You know it.
The Leonardo.
Yeah, right there. Right there.
Right there.
All right, next. Next one. I was named People's Magazine, the sexiest man alive in 2008.
Michael Adams Desir. Oh wait, what'd you say?
That was crazy.
Dylan O'Brien.
I'm
in 2008.
Sexiest man alive. You said
Dylan O'Brien.
What is going on?
I have to throw that out.
Dylan O'Brien, she was watching Teen Wolf. He's running around here.
Michael B. Jordan.
In
2008.
Oh, 2008. Yeah, Dylan. Who else?
In 2008, Dylan O'Brien maybe was like, what?
2008? I don't know. This might be more
maybe
of your
Leonardo.
Leonidas?
Idris Elba.
It does not.
Oh, okay.
Is he black or white?
Right.
It's a white man.
Does it matter
white.
If he's black?
It's a white man. Why you say it like that?
It's a white man.
It's a white man.
It's a white man. Wait.
Are there more hints?
No.
Wait,
no,
what did
no,
he do again?
No.
What's his work?
Shit.
Actor.
Ah, what is his name?
What
he was in that movie.
Channing Tatum.
No.
That's a good guess, though.
That was a good guess.
That's a good guess. But what's his body of work?
Give me like one of his worst movies because I know it.
One of his worst?
Is it Daniel Craig?
Any movie I give you, you're going to know.
Just give me one.
X-Men.
Oh, Wolverine. Hugh Jackman.
She said Wolverine.
I knew it was him because I was thinking of The Greatest Show.
You were so bad with actors. Wolverine.
I was thinking of The Greatest Show, and I remember when I watched that movie the other night, I said, let me look at his body of work. I was like, oh, sexiest man alive. He kind of cute.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Next one.
No yeah. Diddy on that one.
Yeah.
Baby oil.
Stand.
Maybe
Diddy. Come on. Come on now.
What are we doing here?
Some Mally. That full load.
Come on, yo. Come on.
What?
I'm not even.
Excuse me.
Addison. I don't even see Jason. I don't even be the one bringing that up anymore. It's him.
Everybody's like, wait, hold on.
Everybody on the internet be thinking I'm the one that's out of pocket. It's him. Hey,
you're the one. You're the problem.
I'm the problem. Is it me? Am I the drama? Am I the drama?
Oh my gosh. All right, next one.
Sorry.
I don't even want to know what that means.
Don't worry about that. Next one. All right, cool. So, I was born on September 11th. 1970.
Morgan Freeman.
Come on now. Morgan Freeman doesn't have a birth date, silly guy.
That man's been alive forever.
My gosh. September 11th, 1970.
Okay.
Was on a running TV show that lasted from 2015 to 2020. Received a Golden Globe and nominated for Academy Award, Tony Award, and 6 Emmy Awards.
Jeez. 6 Emmys, damn, go crazy.
2015.
Steve Carell.
I was on Hidden Figures.
Oh,
Color Purple.
Stop it, Sergeant Pianson.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was the Hidden Figures.
Okay,
Adams.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, okay. So Empire. Empire. Yeah.
Hold up.
1973.
Baby boy.
What? Yeah. No, that's it. We're talking 1970.
Baby boy? Yeah, baby boy. 70?
Yeah, 1970.
Oh, so she's like 50?
Damn, and she's still bad?
50 something?
She's bad.
She fine.
She bad.
She fine wine.
She doesn't expect them to fall.
Kind of like fine China.
She didn't.
I see what you did there.
Okay.
All right, next one. Jason. Next one. We're going to go. I was born on December 28th, 1954, in Jesus. Mount Vernon.
Morgan yeah. Freeman.
No, it is not.
He doesn't have a... He always was living.
Oh, my God.
I was in the New York Times named as the greatest actor of the 21st century in 2020. Who am I?
Robin Williams.
Greatest actor of the... Greatest actor
of the... Of 21st century.
Morgan Freeman.
He was born when?
1950.
Denzel. Denzel Washington.
That's correct.
You know, oh. You know what's crazy? I was going like to say Denzel. I promise you I was going to say
Don't
Denzel.
Act like you do.
No, I...
like, come on, dog. You're late. You're late.
I promise you I was going to say...
She beat you.
All right.
He's sick. Alex, get one.
All right. Next question, please.
Last one.
Okay.
I was born in Memphis, Tennessee.
I was born by
Oh,
the
Miley
river.
Cyrus.
No.
Huh?
What? Nothing.
I was born in Memphis, Tennessee.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
I am an actor, producer, and narrator. I have received an Academy Award, Golden Globe, and Screen Actors Guild.
Ah, no. What's his name?
The one who just passed away.
Oh!
Oh!
What's his name?
Say the description again.
All right, cool.
Oh, my God.
I was born in Memphis, Tennessee.
Jason's looking
I am an actor,
up.
Producer.
James Earl Jones.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, you loser. You would have thought. And you looked it up?
Like, no, I said Lion King actors. It was the voice actor for Lion King.
I am an actor, producer, and narrator. I have received an Academy Award.
Morgan
Golden
Freeman.
Gold. There we go.
I promise you.
What you said, narrator?
I was because
like,
you kept saying it.
I thought you were going to get
I said there Morgan Freeman.
I was going to say it. I really was going to say it.
In the third time.
You were
trash,
not.
Yo.
Stop trying to say anytime I say something, you was going to say something. Of course, because you is my
Wow. Let's not lie to the people, Trinity. Let's not lie to the people.
Thank you. Next segment.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, next segment. Let's get Adams out of here. Like,
for real. This is not his game.
I promise you I was going to say that name, though.
Right.
Were you though?
Yeah, okay. I really was. I had it in my mind. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, yeah. I really did.
Most definitely.
Okay.
No, of course.
Everybody take note of Adam's haircut. He just got it. It's fresh.
Honestly, I haven't gotten a haircut in like 3 weeks.
So if I go on your Instagram right
there's
now.
There's trapping.
But, okay.
There's trapping.
Okay. But even so, it doesn't show me getting a haircut today.
But you only post that video when you get a haircut.
Well, the one where you... Never mind.
I'm just trying to give you some...
No.
I'm just trying to give...
No, that's okay,
I'm just
though.
Trying to give you some
so
love.
We're going to steer away from that. We're going to ask you a question.
Yeah, finally,
so
yes.
The question is, mm-hmm. What is an actor that you wouldn't want to be in a fight with?
That I wouldn't want to be in a fight with?
Yeah.
The Rock. Who's
The Rock? That's fair.
I would not.
That's fair.
I don't even want to entertain
I agree with
that.
No smoke.
Any actor that plays Batman.
Mm.
Even Ben Affleck, you could take Ben Affleck.
Nah, no, he's one of the worst.
Buff Affleck, hell no!
Oh my God,
Buff Affleck, no.
Is he the one who did the scene where he busted the windows and he's just hitting that guy?
He the only
time?
One. He the only one that didn't need the suit shit in the suit.
I'm dead.
Everybody needs the muscle thing to go in the suit. He had just muscles. I ain't fighting anybody that played Batman. They be fucking people. I'm not doing that.
I'm Justice. Justice. For
I saw you. Man, stay in character.
Did I see you breathing without
Christian
pain?
Bale? I could probably take Christian
Those
Bale.
Videos are hilarious. That dude that on TikTok,
mm-hmm.
He's like, are you in a hospital? Justice is served. And then he'll just like,
It's the long like, leg that be gave me. You be coming straight down with the leg.
Straight down? Straight down?
You be coming straight down with the leg.
Yo, those videos are the best, yo.
Cracking me up.
Trinity's yeah, like, what are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, or John Cena. Yeah, no.
Trinity don't know what we're talking about.
There was a video.
And John Cena.
I just don't even know. Oh, John Cena, that's fair. I agree with that one.
Yeah, that's a given.
Valid point.
Trinity, what about you?
Oh, Michael J. White, too.
Who the hell is
who's
that?
Oh, I know exactly who you about to tell. Yeah. I don't want to get in no fights with him.
Name a movie. Name a movie.
Every black kung fu action movie ever.
Oh, okay. I know you're talking about.
Oh, I'll be his ass.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Get a clip of Michael J. White, please.
Yeah, get the clip of him actually trying to show someone how to like punch.
He showed the jail guy, the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Kimbo Slice.
Yeah,
yes.
He said he how fast can hit you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I knew
exactly.
So don't worry, I don't even want to look.
Nah,
at him.
He's buff as hell.
I don't even want to see him. Anyway, you were gonna say?
Probably Barney.
Barney is crazy.
You know what? No, I'm going Adam's show. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know why this came to my head. Michael Myers.
I'm dead.
I would definitely be scared to find Michael.
He ain't going nowhere. Listen.
Come on.
I'm not scared of that dude.
He's not even fighting. He just trying to kill. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. He's literally walking slowly.
But he's
slowly
just walking slowly to me.
With a machete.
He's going to catch me regardless.
I'm going to be like, come on, Michael. Anytime. I'm here. Let's go.
He's staring at you.
I could have ran away by now. Let's go.
Because he's going to catch you regardless.
I'm saying, come on. Put him up. Put him up. Put him up. Put him up.
That's funny.
Who's your person?
I mean, you kind of really said all those great answers. John Cena. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Rock was a great one.
I'm fighting the Michael Rock. J. White.
Heath Slater. I'm not trying to fight him. I don't know what he knows. Mm-hmm. But for him to be an actor of the Joker, I'm okay. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not
trying
to do that. I feel like I'm fighting the Rock.
Wow.
I hit him right in his calf and like cramp. You know what I'm saying? It'll go straight down.
That's fair.
Take like a metal bat, hit him right in the kneecap. He ain't got no kneecaps. You never seen his kneecap? He ain't got no kneecaps.
I don't even think you could shoot a gun at this guy.
I mean, he is
the Rock. Like you can't solid really rock. You
but
can't really like.
But he's not the boulder, so he's not
the boulder. No, you're not.
Great episode.
No, phenomenal. You're not touching the Rock, bro. Sorry, that's just not even.
How tall is the Rock?
I have faith in myself.
Probably at least 8 feet.
He's like
8 feet.
I think that's what it looks like.
The Rock.
Like, have you seen his movies? He's literally towering over everybody. Everybody he shoots him.
He's looking at Tyrese.
Okay. Who's he in the movie with?
Kevin Hart?
He towering over Kevin Hart.
He overtowered. Was it Tyrese?
Have you guys seen Jumanji? He towered over Jack Black. He towered over
Jack Black is short.
Okay,
is
he short towered too. Over. Okay, give me a name a movie. Give me
you
one.
You better hide that baby oil.
Give me one.
Huh? Yeah. You better hide that baby oil. Hide that big ass forehead.
Ludacris said, "Nah." Yeah.
That was a good one. No, but he's
actually taller than everybody in that movie too.
Yeah, exactly. He's like 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, he's almost my height a little bit.
What?
Stand
up.
I'm sorry, what?
You can stand up on the podcast.
Yeah,
stand literally.
You're like 8 feet.
Will is 6 feet.
If I stand up, my head is going to get cut off and I don't really.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Stand up. Like my head is going to be cut off though because I'm. Like, you know, you get it.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? You understand.
Yeah.
So,
but you're not 8 feet.
Trent, adults are speaking.
You're not 8 feet.
Wow. Trent, Trinity.
You're not
personally.
Eight feet.
Yo, you can't stand for that. I know you can't stand for that. You can't
stand
for
that. Huh? I'm not sitting Trent. For that.
I'm not sitting for that.
Me personally.
No,
me
guys.
Personally,
this is,
the headphones coming down.
This is my daughter, guys. This is how we communicate.
She said no.
Trinity, this was your idea.
Is this camera on me?
Yes, it is.
Is this camera on me?
I'm on the show.
No.
What's next, Will?
Oh, man.
Who's next up in? Let's go.
What is an actor that you would really want to meet? Or actress? Anyone that you would want to meet?
Like meet?
Mm-hmm.
Like what we doing?
What?
Yes, thank you, Malcolm.
What we doing?
Am I on a date with her?
Yeah. Like, is this just like a meet and greet? Like, I just take a picture.
You know what?
We going out somewhere. Yeah. She's giving me acting classes. She giving me acting classes.
Wow.
Like, what we doing?
Wow.
That's whatever you want it to be.
Wow.
This is your fantasy.
That's my fantasy. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Go ahead. Take it in your mind. Wherever you want
to. Oh, boy. Do not take mine.
What?
Don't take mine. Because you know who I'm about to say. Oh. Don't take mine.
I don't know who you're. Jason.
Yes, you do. The only one I'll be talking about.
You're lucky I can't even fucking think of her name. I know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking
I can't
about.
Think of her name, so I'm not even going to say her.
Thank you.
Emilia Clarke.
Okay.
Like Daenerys Targaryen, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Emilia Clarke. You don't know who that is, Adams?
I'm at Trinity.
You've never watched. You've never watched Game of Thrones?
No, I couldn't. No. So my issue with that show was I couldn't get past the first episode.
Did you watch Secret Invasion?
It was a lot of incest for
me. Did you watch the Marvel Secret Invasion?
No, I did not.
The show with
I thought you were a Marvel guy.
You like?
I'm just saying.
So okay.
No, I'm a Marvel guy.
So you're on culture. Got it. So Emilia Clarke. Emilia Clarke. So bad. It's just something about that smile.
Mm-hmm.
That just gets you.
Dracarys.
Strawberries.
You uncultured? It's crazy.
You see that, Jason?
I'd say I'm decent.
I'm with you.
Strawberries.
I'm okay.
You're lucky I can't think of your girl's name. I cannot remember it.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what he's talking about.
All right, next, Trinity.
I'm going
to. I can only pick one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I mean, if you want to go crazy.
We here.
Well, Dylan O'Brien, of course, because I've always had a thing for Dylan O'Brien when I was younger. So I feel like it would be cool to meet
Really like Dylan O'Brien?
I used to. Used to. I used to really be obsessed.
Did you grow out of him?
Now I'm grew out of him.
like Dylan O'Brien?
Huh?
That's like cap, because if he just showed up, you know she's a fool. The little girl would just
like
come out.
It's better than the other guy, like Tyler Gosey.
Gee, why you act like that?
Who got you smiling like that?
We doing stands up.
Oh, man.
I mean, probably Keke Palmer.
Okay.
And like Hallie and Coco Jones. I'm just trying to think of people like when I do become famous, because I will. Who I will hang out with.
Speak it into existence.
So I'll be thinking about that. I can hang with like Chloe, Coco. Dylan.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
I'm sorry, who?
Jay-Z.
Are you good? Oh, my God.
Too soon, bro. Too soon. Too soon.
Wow.
I'm trying to get on the train before it starts.
Come on. Come on,
bro. He said $500 a night with Jay-Z? Pick a Jay-Z?
Right, which one?
That conversation ain't looking good.
I mean, that's honestly like a stupid. Who's taking dinner with Jay-Z over $500,000? Like,
even he not, said it.
He said that's a stupid thing
that's
to do.
With the guy.
Adams, who are your celebrities?
I guess it's because it's Harry Potter season. I'm gonna have to say like maybe Emma Watson.
Okay. You good?
Are you okay? Is he okay?
Sorry.
Can I give him a pillow?
It's just a.
I thought you was going to say Daniel Radcliffe. I thought you was going to say. Okay.
Don't get me wrong. They're awesome people, but it's something about Emma Watson.
I get you.
I don't know what it is, but she's always had this thing with her that just made me. Ooh. I just had to. I just
her booty.
My attention was just all on her. You know what I mean? What'd you say?
Something's wrong with Doug. Something's wrong. First thought, just come out.
I have to say Emma Watson.
W-Choice. I like Emma Watson. W-Choice.
Yeah. That's it. That's all it. I got.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nope. Not Denzel. Not Will Smith. Not
just Emma Watson.
Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike. Just Emma Watson.
Ricky.
Interesting.
Okay. Emma Watson.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The famous people I wanted to meet, unfortunately, all died.
Damn.
But hey, you know.
Wow.
Sorry. That's life. Yeah, so I wanted to meet Kobe, but he died. Chadwick Boseman was next, but he died as well.
So maybe
the next person was Will Smith, but the way he's moving, I don't know if
it's pretty stupid.
Maybe you should reevaluate.
Maybe, you know, maybe.
But Denzel, yeah.
But yeah, yeah. So
definitely not your dad.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah, I don't need to see him no more. It's not important.
Can I be honest with you? I heard you make that reference before.
It's because he makes it first.
Okay, but I'm not sure what that means.
Oh, it just means that I don't know my dad. So that's where we're at.
Okay, all right.
Are you uncomfortable?
Listen,
Adams, me and Will, we have a rapport.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, no. Yeah.
So what I don't need is you coming on here and questioning our rapport, okay?
Okay.
Okay, act professional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adams, lock in.
Lock it in.
You tucked in?
I'm talking. You tucking?
I'm talking.
So no dad, right? So I'm not going to go to him. So
we're going to go Jason, you good?
You good over there? Jason? You okay?
Jason,
the hand up
is crazy.
Jason,
I'm gonna need you to lock in.
Please, let's be professional.
Let's lock in.
Yeah, professional. You know,
those are your celebrities.
Yeah. So yeah, my dad is a celebrity. He's a 26 time winner at hide and seek.
Oh my God.
So we're gonna go to Jason. What you got for your celebrity? Who you look up to? Your dad, probably.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Is this okay?
Oh man, I hope he watches this.
Your dad watches this. He'd be like, "So you go keep talking shit about me
episode every week, after every episode week. After just episode. Let him know
until he watches.
Until he watches."
He said, "I had 5 great episodes without him." Did without send him? Me a card.
Oh my god!
The hell with him! The hell with him!
All right, I'm gonna have to go with Snae Lathan.
Oh, okay, I understood.
Sanae.
It's Sanae.
Are you? Is
oh,
he,
debate.
I thought it was Sanae.
That's awkward.
I thought it was Sanae.
She says it. Basketball.
Is it 5-2 or 5-2?
That's what I thought it was Sanae. Sanae. There's no E in it.
Can you get?
I'm looking up later, but yeah. we know who he's talking about.
Right. Make love and basketball. Make Google pronounce
it. So her. Cause you know he's so bad, mm-hmm. And Ana de Armas.
One more time.
That's the one, Ana de Armas. That's the one. I didn't think of her name.
Who's that? Where's she from?
Who that?
She does things to me.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Wow. This is obvious.
Yeah. Deep voice came out.
Yeah.
One.
Just,
I've never
what it is.
Heard him speak.
I don't know what it is.
Clearly can't be mature. She's about this
she was in she was in The Gray Man on Netflix.
Never seen it.
Oh, The Gray Man.
No, The Gray Man.
The Gray Man.
Oh, The Gray Man.
That's a good show. That's a good show.
With the white guy.
It's a movie, but
with the white guy.
Another one.
With Chris Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I tried to get it.
And the other actor, I forgot what his name was.
Watching
another white guy or
another white guy. He's good. I like him though.
Oh, what's the movie with Ben Affleck?
Yeah, I don't know. He's so that white guy. Yeah.
No, they were in.
He was in that. He's in that recent movie about the
Daredevil.
Brad Pitt.
No, he's in the recent movie with the test. The test, what's the stunt double? The stunt double guy?
His name?
Yeah. I can't think.
Don't worry, I'm gonna pull it up. Keep going, Jason.
I have no idea. I'm trying to think. What's next? That she was in because you know, what's the name?
Ryan Gosling. That's his name.
Yes.
That guy. No.
Deep Water. She was in Deep Water. She was in Blade Runner. She was in No Time to Die. Ballerina. Any of these movies? Adam's golly.
Wait,
no, I love those movies.
Black Swan?
Never seen them.
No, so who else? Just go on to your next.
I love those movies.
I hate Adam's son.
Just go to your next one.
Who else? I love those movies.
I'm trying to think. Who else do I want to meet? I do want to meet Ryan Reynolds. I do.
I hope you know the camera catches every fucking face that you do.
Just
every
make sure you cut that part out.
No, we're going to keep it
in. Every facial expression.
Every facial. Make sure you cut out the parts that need to be cut out.
Yeah, just going to get clipped up.
Yeah, they're getting,
that's how it goes.
You're getting clipped up.
Chop it up. Chop it up for me. Don't let people know that I didn't watch
it. Ryan Reynolds and Christian Bale.
Okay, oh, cool. Right. Christian Bale. Yes.
I need to know his discipline is unmatched. Him like losing weight and gaining weight.
Right.
From movie to movie.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah. I love all his Batman movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and Mark Wahlberg, of course.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He kind of racist.
So
yeah.
Is he?
Wow.
Is
really?
He? I didn't know that. Oh, my fault.
Like,
look at it.
Against who?
Like, we'll talk about it after the
everybody.
Show.
Everybody.
So have y'all met anyone famous?
Adams.
Yes. I met them.
Yeah, I met Adams too.
Adams. I know Adams.
Wait. So if y'all did meet someone famous, how did the interaction go? Like, Mally, I want you to explain your personal interaction with Adams.
Wow, that's hilarious.
No, you met J&J.
Oh yeah, I did meet Nia Long, but
yeah.
I also met Adams.
Hold up.
Yeah, I met Nia Long.
Doing what?
Baddie.
What do you mean doing what? She came to talk at Johnson & Johnson, and I got to meet her before she went on.
What was she doing over there at Johnson & Johnson?
It was like a celebration for Martin Luther King Day.
And?
She came on to talk about being a successful African-American woman in the industry.
So? Like, I don't understand.
I have a picture with her.
How does that correlate with your company? I don't understand.
We're a healthcare company. We care about mental health as one of them. We care about health in general.
Why did you have to emphasize mental health to me like that? I don't understand.
First of all,
wait. So who booked her to speak to?
So meeting Nia Long was awesome. She's actually really nice, very down to earth. She's actually like your typical black mom. Like, I'm not even gonna hold you. She was telling the story about how her and her kids were walking to an elevator, and another mom and her two kids were walking to an elevator, and they cut in front of her kids, and she said, "You two, out of the way." Like, it was actually like your typical.
How short is she?
She's like 5.
She's shorter than you?
Perfect.
She's shorter than you, right?
Yes. She's like 5'4".
That's perfect. Can I see that picture? A little
bit. Come on, son.
Can you slide that over here?
That is so cool. She looks so good.
Trinity, can you slide that over here, please? I need to see that in person.
Yeah.
And fun fact, she's very, very professional. She doesn't like anybody touching her, and she
but
touched,
yet
she touched me. So.
Yet
was it because you were one of the only black ones there?
No, I was no.
Boy,
was
you
of,
was cheesing.
A lot of black.
That's Cat Mally. Oh, okay,
cool. Huh?
That's Cat.
That's wow. Cap.
Can she, you can you send this photo? To
it was an event for Martin Luther King Day. Who do you think is there?
Black people.
Exactly. So I wasn't. Well, how black many? Person. A lot. Wow. There's a lot of people at Jenny.
And you're the only one that she.
That I touched, that, or that she touched.
Whoa, whoa, that you touched?
Hey, yo, are you good?
Hey, yo. I'm guys said that quick, too.
That you touched? Oh,
I'm getting canceled.
That's it. That's a wrap.
Listen, first, what happened was she put her like head on my shoulder because I reminded her of her
Stop
son.
Playing.
That's why.
What?
She was like, you remind me of my son. That's what she's
like.
Oh,
my gosh, me and your son should be like besties.
Yeah, so. She put her like head on my shoulder, and I was like, "Damn, this is dope." But then the cameraman was like, "Fix your." I said, "Fuck you, dude!"
He's like, "Don't ruin this for me." Hey.
But yeah, she's actually very, very down to earth, very, very cool.
Let me know next time you have people come to your company to, you know.
Yeah, I met the dude from Black Panther too, the big guy.
Oh, really?
I know you're talking about the one that was also in the movie.
You ball headed demon.
Up.
That guy.
Was he? No, us. Sorry.
You ball headed okay, demon.
Mm-hmm. Brother, I have you rolling.
Yeah. You bald headed demon.
Yeah, you notify me whenever you have people come through.
So, okay? who did you meet celebrity wise?
Well, I don't know if I can say I've met. Like, I used to work at IKEA, so I used to run into a lot of celebrities. Like, I would see a lot of people. Okay.
Which IKEA?
And Elizabeth. Which I used to run to a lot of and actually this was interesting to me because I didn't know it was her, Teyana Taylor.
Okay.
So
okay.
Like she was coming up the stairs and like at this time we used to have to like greet people in the front. So I saw her and I was looking at her and I was going to, I didn't do it. I wish I did. But I was going to, I saw her and I was looking at her. I'm like, oh my gosh, you look like Teyana Taylor. And I was going to say that to her. And then I'm kind of happy that I didn't though. Cause no, then after have. Behind, I saw Armand. Husband at the time. Okay, so I was like, oh snap, that is Teyana Taylor. So, cause it was like when I looked at her and I was going to say something, she was like,
and
Elizabeth. There was a lot of people who used to work at.
Armand Shumpert.
Yeah.
Her ex, Boo. Yeah. But I used to run into a lot of people.
Once a Nick, always a Nick.
I saw two people from Orange is the New Black. I actually took a picture of one. I guess you can say I met her. Okay. I don't know if you guys watch Orange is the New Black.
I do.
When it first came out.
The animal.
It was a good show.
I had an interaction.
The cage is full. Disney. Everyone is waiting on you. You've got time.
Adams. All right, Adams.
Wait. I'm sorry, because I just want to say this, because I had a little interaction with Tasha Smith.
Oh.
Because I did background.
Okay.
And she is exactly the way that she is on TV.
That's connected.
Trinity connected.
CDO worker.
Oh, I also met Duke Dennis.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And Kai.
Yep. Oh, Kai Sinat. Where?
At DreamCon. You didn't go that day.
Wait, they were there?
Yes.
Yikes.
Wait, what? What do you mean I didn't go there?
Oh,
day?
And iPod.
No,
King
wait.
Carter.
I was.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He called me Phantom.
What do you mean I didn't go that day?
You would have met them.
That's crazy.
I'm dead.
That's crazy.
That's what he called you.
Wait.
Don't let me catch
you.
You
weren't
again.
There, Adam.
I wasn't there at all, or I wasn't there in the
you
building?
You were there. You guys didn't go to DreamCon at the times that everybody else was there. You fumbled the bag, dog. I got a picture with Duke, too.
Damn.
Kai kind of just pushed us out the way. But, like, yeah.
Yeah, his bodyguard and his bodyguard entourage, yeah.
Damn.
Who'd you meet, Adams?
Yeah, who'd you meet, Adams? Talk to?
Wow. You're famous.
Yeah, we know you. We know the list is long. Go ahead.
We know you spoke to Conor McGregor.
Wow.
And Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did meet Stephen A. Smith.
Who else?
That was pretty cool.
He's taller than me.
Who, Duke Dennis? Yeah, isn't he like almost my height, something like that?
Oh my god.
Like we were like 6 foot, something like that. So remember Flash from the later Spider-Man movies with Tom Holland?
Flash Thompson?
Yeah, the guy that plays. I met him when
The Indian one. He's
yes.
Indian?
Yeah. Or something like that. I don't know what he is exactly. But he I met him for like a brief moment on set when I shot the show for Servant. But I didn't. I was too, like, what's the feeling? Like I was. It was too quick. Like I was just like I saw him and I didn't want to panic. So I was like, okay, what's up? How you doing? And I walked past. And then that was it. That's pretty much it. And then I had a table read, a virtual table read with him and the other actors on the show, including Rupert Grint from Harry Potter, Ron Weasley from Harry Potter.
Okay.
I was like, oh, I'm doing a table read with Rupert. I grew up watching this dude.
Did you ask him about Emma?
No.
Damn. Yo, no. You fumbling.
No, I didn't.
You fumbled.
I didn't want to ask. I didn't know how sensitive it was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because he dated her in the movie.
In the movie, yeah. So like, I didn't want to like, you know how that stuff gets a little dicey.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like, why are you talking about my girl, my movie girl? Right. Flip the table screen. Yeah,
I didn't want to be that guy.
I would be that guy.
Yeah.
I cannot be that guy. Why not be that guy? And then, who else did I meet? Honestly, I really forgot.
Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, no, I met him.
How was that? How was that experience?
It was honestly cool. I mean, it was brief. Shook his hand. He definitely has a lot of power.
Aura.
A lot of, you could say aura. Like, I remember when the director was like, the director or whoever was leading, they were like, all right, guys, we got to shoot this and get wrapped up by 7:30. And then Stephen A. Smith was like, 7. We out of here by 7. I got to catch this flight by 7. So. I gotta
that
be. I
got like him too.
And then the director was like, "Okay, 7 it is." I was like, "Yo,
yeah."
You could do that.
Jason
bro.
Would do that.
Yeah. You could do that.
I'm sorry, Jason
what?
Would do that. Jason's that kind of guy.
I'm not.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not.
I'd be like, Jason, what time you want to perform? I think you should go on at 6, 8.
That's funny. That's funny.
But Jason, you There's should no go one there. You should go on while it's still early. The sun is 8.
Oh my gosh. 8. Whatever.
I gotta change 8.
Whatever. Wait, I have another people that I met. Mm-hmm. The cast of Jersey Shore.
Oh, you met them?
When I was working at the hotel, Deanna, I forgot. Which one? But she was getting married, and then they stayed at the hotel.
Wow, that's pretty dope.
That was cool. Mike, the situation was really cool. I really liked him. Surprisingly,
was he as brolic as he?
Yeah,
was on TV. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool.
Get crazy, get wild, live lovely, get loud. They want to do something crazy.
I'm not gonna lie.
What about you,
show.
Will?
Yeah,
met anybody famous?
Yeah, I met one person. Brief story. So I met Wale. I met him
Ooh,
at the gym.
That's a good one.
So I met him. Yeah, I met him at the gym. Yeah. So I met him at the gym. So my aunt lives in Maryland. So I went to a gym in Maryland that I didn't know that anyone really went to. So I was just like, oh, okay, I'm just going to the gym. I'm playing basketball. On the other side of the court, I see someone wearing all Georgetown gear. And I'm like, it's the middle of the season. I don't see nobody playing at the LA Fitness.
Walk over them. What the fuck?
Like, who was wearing Georgetown gear? Well, you should be at your school playing, you know, basketball.
Right, yeah.
So I'm looking at him like, he look real familiar, but I don't know who he is. So I'm getting closer and closer, and I'm like, I don't want to be weird and walk all the way up to his face and be like, yo,
be like, who are you?
I'm like, who is this name? So I'm still playing basketball on the other side. They're playing like half court. So I finish and I walk away, and then as I was walking back in, he was walking out, and then I looked at him, and then this is where I fumbled. I looked at him right in his face, and I said, you go to Georgetown?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
I fumbled right there. And he was like, nah. I was like, okay, cool.
And he walked away?
And then he walked away. And, like, the whole time I'm waiting to, like, see maybe he had people with him. Yeah. I don't see nobody with him besides people that he played basketball with.
Okay.
So I'm like, there's no way he would be here with no security at all by himself. So as I'm about to leave, I'm walking out. I was like, hey, let me ask you a question. You work at the front desk, right? You know who's in here. I was like, do you know if Wale, you know, occasionally comes inside here sometimes? She was like, oh, yeah, he cares every day. I was like, oh, so that's him over there. Yeah, that's him. I was like, wow.
Oh, so that's him.
With my ambition. Okay.
That was my first. That was my first encounter.
Dang.
Damn.
Yeah.
Got to
be more careful.
Yeah, see, me personally, I'm not letting that happen.
There was one time where I tried to meet Cedric the Entertainer.
Ooh.
But. So it was he did a comedy show
in
Broadway, but it was literally one of the coldest nights on the face of the earth ever in history, ever in biblical history.
You let the cold stop you?
No. So here's what happened. Well, yeah, but so the show was over, and my plan was to stay, you know, get go to the parking lot, meet him there where his car was, where his like ride was, and I was just waiting. I was waiting, but it was so cold.
So you fumbled because of the cold.
I literally you know how like when it's so cold, the cold seeps through your shoes?
Yeah.
Mm. And it was biting off my toes. But I was like, I was determined. I was standing
what
firm.
What was it doing to your toes?
It was biting off my toes.
It was nibbling at them.
It was I literally couldn't even stand. It literally just...
It was so, sticking your piggies off, man.
So I was like, yo, if I make it to the car real quick and bring it back, I can make it back in time before he gets out. I know. So I leave. I go to my car. I come back. The car is gone.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, his he car. Looked down at, and you looked down at your toes, and your toes was gone.
Like,
nubs.
Toes gone? I was like,
toes chopped and nub. Chopped and
no,
chopped.
It was a cold night. It was a cold night.
Jason, you meet anybody famous?
Wait, before he goes, I got one more person. I met Fabio Foreign.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. He did a concert at Ramapo. He did a concert at Ramapo. And a guy that I know named Ty, DJ Static, or whatever the people know him as.
Shout out.
So yeah, he was opening for him. And at the end, we got a chance to see him.
Nice.
So, oh, dope.
Yeah.
It's fire.
It's a cool guy.
Okay.
All right. Jason.
At Willie P. Little Uzi Vert.
Oh yeah, duh.
And Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Ricky Rose.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Bose.
Uzi performed, what, like 3 songs? That's when he was like hot. That's when like EXO's Tour Life just came out and everything.
Yeah.
Pairs.
And he performed, what, 3
Big
songs?
Pairs and shit.
And they had to kick him,
Big Pairs.
Kick him out. Shout not out kick to him all out, the but pairs. They couldn't have him perform anymore.
To all the pairs. Yeah.
That and then I met Anderson Cooper last month. That was interesting because that's when I had red eyes, so I was wearing shades at the event, and he was looking at me weird, like, smart. Why is this guy inside with shades?
Yeah.
So, yeah, fun with that. Yikes. And then I met CeeLo Green. I met CeeLo Green at a gig.
Zac Efron,
I did this sound for him. Zac Efron. Yeah,
you met Zac
cool.
Efron? Zachary?
I didn't meet him. I did sound for his... for the movie Ironclad, Ironclaw. When
you did sound for that movie?
No, not for the movie, dog.
Oh,
no, when they're doing the screening, is that what you call it?
So
they do the screening, they come out and they.
You
have,
mentioned
like,
you mentioned Zac Efron. Let me ask this question.
Oh boy.
When he's singing "Bet on It," do y'all think he really singing that song? Like you really?
Absolutely
you think,
not.
Or that he mouthed like when he like bet on it. Like
no,
you
he's
really
singing.
Like
no,
you
no,
really think that was
voice
he's
acting.
Singing in the studio?
No, he's singing.
It's a voice actor.
Yes, it's not even
it's
him.
An overdub.
Yeah.
No.
That
it's
is the thing with Wade.
No. The only time somebody sang over Zac Efron was in the first High School Musical movie when they thought that Zac Efron couldn't sing. He sang himself for High School Musical
you
2
sure?
and 3. Yes, look it up.
How do you know?
Yo, how do we know? I watch the movie every 5 minutes.
Oh, that's the movie you watch.
He
and not recognize.
That's an iconic.
You watch no other movies.
Every time
you watch High School Musical.
Own, it's such a scary place. Ooh, the answers are all inside of me. All I gotta do is believe.
Beautiful.
I'm not gonna stop till I get my shot. Bow, bow. That's who I am. That's my plan. When I end up on top, you can't bet on it. Bet on it. Bet on it. Bet on it. You can't bet on it. Bet on it.
Bet on me.
Yeah.
End scene.
Wow. That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. That was nice.
That song will always take me
nice.
There.
That was great. I love that right there. That's a nice ensemble.
Any of you,
but I will say though,
that want to come on the podcast,
and who? What?
Hit me up.
Zac Efron.
That was a nice ensemble.
Thank you.
But I also dislike High School Musical, all of them. So I just wanted to share that with the crowd.
You can't say that to Adam.
Yeah. So we're gonna. That's a perfect segue because I'm ending the episode right here.
crazy note.
So like, hey.
I appreciate.
Yeah.
Don't cancel Will.
Do it.
Yeah, boy. Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MALII_KA. Why Will the hater?
It's your boy Will with the visuals. I hate High School Musical. I am
crazy.
Will_visuals. One more time. I am Will_visuals. Don't watch High School Musical. Jason, let's
crazy.
Go.
Crazy. And it's
watch
your
High School
boy
Musical.
Jason Jordan. You can find me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. Check me out.
And shout out to our two special guests, Trinity. Thank you so much for coming on. Go ahead and shout yourself
thank
out.
You thank you for having me. My name is Trinity, the actress as well as the Playfactory creator. Follow me at, Play Factory content creator. Follow me at Trinity _. Now I'm about to give you my email. I'm sorry. I'm not
like,
really
what are you doing?
I'm like, she's going in.
Like, what?
Follow cook. Me Let at cook. Trinity S. Wade.
Let her cook.
And our other guest, Mr. Hollywood himself. Go ahead and shout yourself out real quick.
Anime? In High School Musical?
Yeah.
You just didn't have a childhood.
Yeah, also. Hey, also
no, there's no also.
Also, you. Avatar. But go ahead, continue.
Avatar what?
Avatar what?
The Last Airbender.
Get the fuck off.
End episode. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, say what you got to say.
Adams, shout yourself out so I can throw this microphone at him.
Please.
My name is Adams Desir. You can follow me on Instagram. That's pretty much my name. AdamsDesir. My name is Adams with an S. Thank you. Let's do it.
I'm not gonna stop, not gonna stop till I get my shot. That's who I am, that's my plan. Really up on top, you can't bet on it.